This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that my team discovered about 3 months, and I'll tell you what, I'm super, super excited to have them on the show. My personal view on this company, it is grossly, grossly undervalued. The name of the company that we're bringing on is Orchard Ventures, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ORVRF. You can also find them on the CSE up there in Canada under the ticker symbol ORCD. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him, is the CEO and chairman and founder of the company, Corey Mangold. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
I'm super excited to have you on the show, and I'll tell you why. You know, last year's revenues were around 5.2 to 5.8 million. Your market cap's at 1.2 million, grossly undervalued. All that being said, if you would, give my listeners just a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Yeah, no, thank you. So Orchid Ventures started out in August 2017 with a line of cannabis vaporizer products. So we actually engineered and manufactured a very unique vaporizer device that was also universal. It wasn't a pod system. It wasn't something that you had to have the battery or the cartridge. It was completely universal with other products, but superior in its built-in quality. And still to this day is the only cannabis cartridge that we're aware of that's emissions tested at AFNOR standards, which are the most stringent standards in the world, set by the European Union. Safety and health and quality and ultimate user experience was our objective. So we launched that company. We were selling our vaporizer products into about 450 retailers at the peak. Struggled in the last year just with capital. Obviously, we saw the capital markets really take a massive hit in June and July of 2019. And the availability of the capital, inventory financing, factoring, any traditional, you know, means for a business to get capital to be able to grow, wasn't available. That really hurt us. And really what we realized in late 2019, an analogy I like to make is that we're digging for gold, like a lot of other cannabis companies out there. We were trying to vertically integrate, which is really expensive. And the whole time, while we're digging for gold, we had the best shovel out there. And so, really, we started to transform the business and shift our entire business model into that, into selling the best shovels, which we're now doing. We launched a subdivision called PureTech Delivery Systems that manages a line of several SKUs of different vaporizer products that are all emissions tested and, of course, leach tested and are, you know, the most documented and tested cartridges that we've ever seen on the market. We launched that company about a month ago. That's going very well. We're very pleased with its performance. And then the Orchid brand, our vaporizer brand, we've begun to license out. So we just last week signed a licensing deal with a multi-state operator that will be taking the Orchid brand, manufacturing all of our products per our standards, and basically acting like a franchisee across Oregon, Colorado, and Oklahoma. So we're very excited about that, and that gets us back to our roots, which is building brands and marketing. The technology side, like PureTech Delivery Systems, is something that fits well to a lot of the backgrounds of the executives in the company. My background for the last 21 years has been an owner-operator of software and digital marketing agencies. So we're really kind of shifting that focus. And another subdivision that we just launched about 2 months ago is a company called Cellgate Sciences. Cellgate is a technology that we've licensed within the THC market globally and exclusively. One of the only technologies in the world that can be used in cannabis that's clinically proven and peer-reviewed and published, which is huge because there is no science or anything really in the cannabis industry that's clinically proven, except for your GW pharmaceutical, isodial, stuff like that that's used in the hospital format. But there's no products out there for consumers that actually have science behind them, and we believe that that's very important. So we launched that company. We're in formulation with several manufacturers throughout North America. We will have our first products using Cellgate technology on shelves in about 3 to 4 weeks. So we're really excited about that new subdivision. So basically in the last year, we've just completely shifted our business model to focus on things that are less capital intensive, that are more profitable, where we're not selling to 450 stores, where we're selling to 50 companies, and those 50 companies have a distribution of, you know,
right,
stores. It's a lot more, a lot less work, a lot less risk, and we can be, you know, much more selective in our sales process as well. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. Sorry for the long-winded response.
No, not at all. You know, you are in a very evolving industry, and there's a lot of difficulties that you guys have faced in the past and probably more difficulties to come in the future. That being said, what's your experience? How are you looking to handle this?
Well, I mean, it is the industry is shifting a lot. We've seen, as markets mature, we've seen a lot of companies go out of business. We've seen a lot of consolidation. And there's a lot of difficulties owning a cannabis-touching company, difficulties banking. You're in an industry which, for example, in California, the black market or the illicit market is, you know, 80% of the market. What was that? 2 days ago in Los Angeles, there was a massive explosion in an illegal cannabis manufacturing facility where they were, you know, making butane hash oil. And, you know, big bombs went off or big explosions went off, almost killed a bunch of firefighters.
I did see that.
Yeah, and that's just case in point that their regulatory bodies, yes, they've put together these regulations, but unless you enforce regulations, they're just guidelines, if you will, or recommendations. You actually need to enforce the law. So being in an industry that isn't getting much help from the authorities when it comes to enforcing and keeping the good operators and the legal operators in business and getting the illegal operators out of business is difficult. It's a very difficult industry to be in when you really have no support from the federal government or even local authorities. As that, you know, difficulty is there, you also have the difficulties of capital markets. You know, you had in June a bunch of the big, huge companies with these crazy valuations show financials of losing hundreds of millions of dollars in a year. Because of that, you know, the whole cannabis index, if you will, just took a massive downturn. And we were, you know, victim of that along with most other cannabis companies. So it's been very, very challenging. Hence, you know, the shift in our business to not be a cannabis company anymore and be an ancillary company that supports the industry with the tools and resources it needs while not actually touching and not having facilities and not having licenses allows us to act as more of a traditional company, have, you know, traditional resources for capital and inventory financing and so on. So it's a tough industry. It's a very tough industry, and a lot of people are suffering right now, and it's not, you know, get in this industry, do a good job and get rich. It just doesn't work that way. It's becoming more like a normal business where you gotta, you know, you got to shift, you got to adjust, you got to be smart, and you got to move with the times and not be left behind.
We got about a minute left. I'm going to give you the last words. What is it that you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from today's interview?
I mean, the biggest takeaway is that we're evolving, that we're not the type of business that's going to sit around and just wait for things to happen. We're proactive. We have a team of highly experienced executives that come from, you know, a lot of very big companies that have a lot of experience. It's very valuable to what we're doing, and we're shifting. We're not staying the course on a course that leads to nowhere. We're evolving and becoming, you know, a company that is on the cutting edge, and hence, you know, Cellgate Sciences, clinically proven technology in cannabis, not really heard of, PureTech delivery systems, you know, delivery systems that are tested at the highest levels for consumer safety, you know, giving companies a peace of mind. One of our clients for PureTech hasn't been able to get product liability insurance for 2 years. 2 weeks ago, they got it because of the documentation and the testing that our products go through. So the takeaway is that we're not going to keep digging for gold if there's no gold in the ground. We're going to evolve and change and come up with business models that are better. And these two new entities we did with zero capital, we completely bootstrapped, and we used our own revenue, and, you know, we survived off of the revenue we were able to drive. And now we're growing, and things are looking very positive, and we're very excited about the future.
As for my listeners, I brought you a lot of winners over the years, and I know that if you follow me, you could testify to that. This company, I believe, is my personal opinion, grossly undervalued here at $1.2 million. I think we're at the very beginning of the yield curve line, and I think that not only this company, but the industry itself is going to turn around here in the next two or three quarters. My guest today has been Corey Mangold. He is the CEO and chairman and founder of Orchard Ventures, Inc. Again, you can find them on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is ORVRF. You can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol ORCD. Corey, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular. I love what you guys are starting to get accomplished out there, and I think it's just the beginning of some great beginnings.
Thank you very much for having me today. I very much enjoyed it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.